Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business. Hello and welcome, episode 54 of this Business Behind the Scene podcast. So much has been happening in the business that the last few weeks we are actually changing. We are changing office, we are moving, we are starting a new chapter of our life. We are truly, truly, truly excited for this new change and couldn't wish for more. This is really exciting time. So everything is happening. I will keep you posted in the next few weeks and keep you an update on what we're going to do and how we're going to do all of this. But yeah, it's going to be a really exciting change. We've been in this business, in this building for the last 3 years, and we are moving away at the end of this month. So it's going to be a new opening challenge and a new chapter for our business. Now, today we're going to talk about quit your business if you're not doing this. Like legit, if you're not doing this, you should quit your business, because we started a business in the first place when we wanted to help people and we wanted to have a lifestyle. So if you're not having fun in your business, there is no reason why you should stay in business. A lot of people, and I've done that in the past, right? I started a business and the business started to work really well. And then all of a sudden, I decided to get stressed. I started to get stressed for all the little things, all the big things, for everything. I started to get really stressed. And it wasn't anybody's fault, but it was actually my own. I was choosing to see the things in the business that would make me stressed. I would choose to feel not fulfilled. I would choose to look at all the things that I haven't done yet that I wanted to do. And I used to just keep looking in the future and feeling like I was always behind. And those things would make me feel like this is not fun anymore. So are you doing that in your own business? I had to stop and have a real reality check, which it was, again, I talk about that a lot, the truth. I chose to look into the truth of my own business and the truth of the reason why I wanted to start a business in the first place and the reason why I wasn't not having fun anymore. Like, there are things that can prevent you from having fun in the business, but it all starts from you, from your mindset. We create our business, and if the business is not fun, we can't point fingers but only towards ourselves. So how come you're not having fun in the business? Number one, is your work environment good? Are you maybe working from home and you just don't have a break? I used to work from home and I used to not enjoy anymore my house. So every time in the weekend, I used to work in the every time, literally all day, every day, morning to night, I used to work. And yes, I would get a lot done, but then eventually I started to resent the business because the business wasn't not allowing me to have my spare time, my life, my everything. So is your work environment a place that is not enjoyable anymore? Do you need to start to work in a networking place? Do you need to start to look into other ways to do business? Like, I would really challenge you. I remember when I first decided to move to the office, a lot of people were like, what's wrong with you? We start our own business so that we can work from home. Why would you go back to an office? Why would you want to go to work every day? Like, can you not just work from home? And I never understood that concept. For me, starting my own business wasn't so that I could work from home, was so that I could have freedom. So I do come to the office, but I come late, I leave early, I skip a couple of days a week. Like, I'm not here all the time, but then it's a place where I walked in here, and when I walk in here, I'm the CEO, I've got things to do, I'm focused, I'm concentrated, and when I leave this place is when I can switch off and have my own things, my own time, everything else. So is your work environment affecting the way you feel about the business? Are you getting caught up in doing all the tasks and you are stuck in the business instead of delegating? So as I'm literally speaking to you, I'm thinking, wow, I came such a long way. Like, as I said, we're leaving this building in the next 30 days and I've been here for 3 years. And when I look back of the person that I was 3 years ago when I first got into this building, I was not who I am now. I've grown so much, and I've especially learned how to delegate tasks. I don't do as much. I have many, many, many staff members that do most of the work for me. And at the end of the day, because for me it's about lifestyle, I don't want to be stressed. I don't want to not have fun. If we don't have fun, forget it. So it's really important for us, for me, to not getting caught up in doing the task and doing things that I don't want to do. Now, obviously, there's always going to be things that we don't necessarily want to do, and that's part of life, that's part of everything. We all have things that we don't want to do, but if majority of your tasks, majority of the things that you do are things that you enjoy, that are fun, then that's all it matters. Another thing that I used to do that I think you might be doing is that I was taking my business way too seriously. I was trying to be a professional, especially when we moved in this new building. It's a two-story building, and it's like, it's grand. Like, you come in and you're like, wow, what's happening here? So I totally get what happened. I tried to become this professional person that I am not. Like, I mean, I'm professional, but I don't need to like fake it and be like all serious about it. I can just like have fun. I can still have fun. I can still have a laugh. I can still enjoy every day in business. If you're taking business too seriously, you might be starting to disconnect with your business. You might start to resent your business. You might start not to enjoy the business the way that you could. The other thing that I used to do a lot, I used to get really worried about everything, literally everything. I used to get worried about business. I used to get worried about my client. I used to get worried about everything and anything that happened in the business. It was quite stressful, and money. I used to be worried about money all the time. And guess what? The more I would worry about money, the less fun I would have and the less business I would get. So it's just like a ripple effect. And like, the more you worry about things, the less you're going to be able to get. So that was a huge aha moment for me when I realized, wow, I'm really having no fun in this business. I need to change something. I need to change things around. So little changes that you can do to have fun, just like leave time in your calendar for your own activities, for your own time, for things that you enjoy, that you want to do. Don't just be so focused on the business all the time, because you are going to miss that part of life. Eventually, you're going to become so resentful against the business. And a lot of people think like, what, you schedule your weekends? I'm like, yeah, I schedule my weekends and I schedule my day off during the week, because I want to make sure that I do all the things that needs to be done so that I don't have to stress. I don't have to worry about anything else. I can just like enjoy the ride. And way too many people don't do that. Way too many people are stuck into working and not putting the holidays, the hobbies, the activities, the family time in the calendar, so that never happens. And if you don't prioritize it, it's never going to happen. The other thing that I do to have fun, I just ensure that I have fun. So I do like little games in the office with my team. We do challenges. We do like a plank challenge. We do like push-up challenge. We take photos. We take videos. We do social media together. We just have fun. Like the fun activities that, sometimes we think, oh, we don't have time to have fun. We work hard. Don't worry. We work really hard. I work so hard. My team works so hard. But at the same time, it's a place where you come and there's laughter and there is lightness and there is enjoyable. You got to be enjoyable. I, for a period of time in my business, it was starting to get a little bit too serious. A lot of people were like really serious and boring, and those people had to go from the business because it doesn't work that way. This office is the place that you come and you love it. You have fun. You have laughter. This is one of the things that are a must when I hire people here. I make sure that they do that. Now, as a business owner, if you're not having fun, you need to start to make that a priority. You need to start to think about, why am I not having fun? What are the things that I'm focusing on that makes me be stressed instead of having fun? Well, how can I add more fun every single day? What can you do to bring that fun environment in here? Like, we honestly, we do dance, like, you know, TikTok. We do a lot of dances and we put them on TikTok. I mean, we got no followers on TikTok, but it doesn't matter. We just do it to have that fun, the laugh. After. And that will create a culture in the business of everybody wanting to be involved. There is this game that we have bought that gives people challenges, like, you know, mention five songs of Beyonce, or mention five rivers in the world with a letter A or whatever. So there's like all different challenges, and randomly I do that. We have such a good time with such a good laughter. And listen, a game, a 2-minute game, will give your productivity through the roof. When you are too serious, people will procrastinate. When you're too serious, people will find it boring. When you're too serious, people will leave, most likely. Instead, if you make that your culture, if you make that this place, it's going to be fun. I remember some people used to tell me, Francesca, it's easy for you because you're a fun person. And I'm like, look, okay, that's a really good excuse. I do love having fun. I do. I am in nature a person that prioritizes fun in my own life as well. For me, it's important to have a really good laugh and like a good spirit. But at the same time, what's your excuse? If you're not a fun person, become it. It's not that just having fun is like it happens to you. You do something to have fun. You choose an activity that you will have fun with. You make time for fun. Fun doesn't happen to me. I do fun. So you, if you're not a fun person, you can become one by doing fun. Fun activities, having a hobby, you know, bringing your time, your team lunches and you know, bonding times with your team, have lots of laughters in the office, with your clients in your workshop. Like, if you have been to any of my workshops, we laugh a lot, right? Laughter is part of what we do, because if you don't have fun in business, there's no point. Like, it's too stressful without having fun. So a lot of people focus way too much on not having enough money. I mean, money, it doesn't help with fun. You can still have fun and making no money. You can still have fun and not having the cash flow of your dream. Fun does not, nothing can stop you from having fun. Like, nothing. If you truly make that a priority in your life, imagine, like, I remember Tony Robbins talks about this in one of the workshops, that he was recommending to his son to hang out with this friend of his that was really funny, like at the point that he would laugh on his own jokes even when they were not funny, but he had such a contagious laughter that everybody wanted to be around him. So think about that. Are you that person? Are you choosing to be that fun person that people want to be around it just because you are fun? Or are you grumpy all the time? And are you full of problems and negativity? What person do you want to be? And I love to ask that question to myself, because I've been able to change myself and mold myself to the person that I want to be. And so the person that I am now, 3 years ago, I would have loved to be this person. I am determined and I do have a lot of fun. I can get shit done. In the same time, I have lots of fun while doing it. So I have molded myself to become like that. I wasn't born like this. It isn't just like, you know, oh, Francesca is fun and that's it. I have chosen fun. Are you choosing fun in your business, or are you choosing to stay in negativity and complain? There is a really big difference between being in a business that is fun and engaging and in being a business that is boring and you dredging going to work every day. So what type of business do you want to create, and what are the things that you need to put into place right now to make that happen? What if it was easy to have fun? What if fun was part of your day? What if fun would be something that, like, I remember I've always come up with crazy things. I do all the time. Like, I walk in the other room with my team and I think about, what can I do to make them laugh and make them, like, you know, lighten up the spirit a little bit. And, you know, everybody's stressed. We're under Christmas. We're moving, right? We're moving. We have to sell a lot of the stuff before we move. We have to, you know, we're moving to a new building. So we need to put some air conditioning conditioning in there. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and it's all happening while we are closing off the year and, you know, organizing a last Christmas party and organizing the last workshop of the year, and we are preparing for 2021, and there's so much work to be done. And in the meantime, we are also packing up and doing all of that. So there is so much work in the behind the scene that if it wasn't fun, we would be total stress. So I always think about, how can I help my team to have fun? What can I do to make it a fun, make it a laughter? We laugh on even on Slack. We have a conversation. We say good morning. We do like a GIF game. My team laugh at me because I don't understand the shortness when people put like little letters to mean something. I'm like, what does that mean? like, you know, for example, WTH, what the hell? I'm like, what is WTH? I just don't get those short sentences. And so they make a joke every day, and they just come up with a new one every day. And sometimes they make them up, and it's really impossible for me to understand them. And it's just so fun. It's like that little life and spirit. But at the same time, I know, and I've taught my team how to stop the fun. Whenever shit hits the fan and we need to work, we work. We don't just muck around. We don't just like have fun when there is things to get done. We get it done. My team are a machine. Like, they're on fire. They're super productive. So I gotta reward them. I can't just let them work all the time. We're gonna make sure that we do both, right? And that is something that a lot of people don't do in business. They just forget. They just wanna work, and then they burn out. And we wanna change that story. What if business was fun? So we're having a Christmas party at the end of this week, and I'm just beyond excited because my idea is, I want people to walk out of here in stitches. I want people to go, wow, that was the funnest event ever. We networked, we got business, we've done so much, and it's perfect. I am so excited, beyond excited, about what just happened, right? So what if every workshop that you go to, every event, everything that you do, it could just be fun? Is that possible? I believe it is. It's just a choice. Fun is a choice. Like everything else in your business, everything else in your life, we can choose that. So I really ask you guys, what can you do? Literally write it down. What can you do in your business today to make it fun? And how can you make that a priority? Maybe you need to put it in your calendar. Put in your calendar a little fun reminder that you gotta have fun every day of your life. You have fun. People live longer when they laugh more. I don't know, I just made it up. Probably it's true though. And and you wanna make sure that you are one of those people. Laugh, have fun, make it light, and don't worry, don't stress. A lot, most of the time, worries doesn't bring us any closer to anything. So it doesn't bring us closer to a solution. We're just worrying. So I choose not to worry. I choose to trust. I choose to have faith, and I choose to have fun along the way. Well, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. And if you did, please leave me a review. We'd love to grow this podcast. We have got over 3,500 people listening to this, and we would love to get to 10,000 by the end of financial year. So we'll see you guys on the other side. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody, and make sure that you have lots of fun along the way. Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come check out my Facebook group, Entrepreneurs Abundance Mindset. It's a community of over 9,000 business owners that are also ready to boom their businesses. Don't forget to also hit the subscribe button on this podcast and leave a review so that you can win a ticket to my Invisible to Invincible workshop. I'll see you next week.